This is one of those Sundays when there's way too much going on, and we're trying not to lose our focus, which is on the coming of the Holy Spirit. But in light of that, there are things to think about. One of those is this is a day when the United Methodist Church recognizes the experience of Aldersgate for John Wesley in the late 1700s, when his heart, as he said, was strangely warmed by what was an experience of the Holy Spirit. So they are parallel. The other thing that is related in our culture and in our hearts is the recognition that this is Memorial Sunday. Obviously, tomorrow is Memorial Day proper, when I hope that you will take some time out of the busyness of the start of summer to recognize the sacrifice made by men and women throughout the years of our armed forces to stand up for the values of our country, including the freedom of religion that we all share and are so blessed by. Our nod to that, and I apologize it's only that, but we will be singing America the Beautiful. So we try to hold all of these things in our hearts and our minds and our spirits as we listen to Scripture. The reading for Pentecost Sunday is Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. If you'd like to follow along, that's in the New Testament of the Pew Bible on page 111. If you're reading the large print edition, you'll find that on page 144 of the New Testament. And this is one of those that perhaps, if you're a veteran churchgoer, you've heard it so many times, and I ask us to try to hear it as if for the first time. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together, they being the followers of Christ, were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs? In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.